Not so long ago, a little over 6 hours in fact, and not very far away, I felt a great upheaval in the force, and millions of Potterheads cried out in ecstasy, swarming over bookstores across the face of the earth like battle-crazed Decepticons storming the walls of Helm's Deep. And then silence. Okay, I realize I'm getting my massively hyped pop culture franchises all mashed up, but can I tell you a little secret? I intend to be the only person on Earth who can wait until the movie comes out to discover whether Harry Potter, the boy who survived, lives, dies, or even stops whining long enough to put down his wand and put Ginny Weasley out of my misery. There's part of me that's quietly impressed by the marketing. 325 million books sold, an initial print run of 12 million hardbacks, the synergetic release of the fifth and surprisingly enjoyable entry in the movie series 2 weeks ago, delivery trucks fitted with GPS so they don't deviate from their assigned routes, and the obligatory round of online spoilers, illicit uploads, and fan websites going boink. Shouldn't I just stop being such a moaning myrtle and enjoy the spectacle of millions of adults and children alike reading the same book on the same day? Even those hard-to-reach teenage boys who, according to conventional wisdom, aren't interested in any printing matter that doesn't contain cheats for a PlayStation 2 game or a pair of boobs are hooked. Well, if that's true, and J.K. Rowling is a gateway drug that lures impressionable minds into getting hooked on the hard stuff, I'd be all for it. But the jury's still out on whether Harry Potter is a kid-lit equivalent of pot or Alco Pops. And here's a bit of heresy. Could it be that Rowling is so popular because, well, the repetitive plots, the stock characters, workmanlike and increasingly bloated prose and pedestrian themes are like rice pudding? I love rice pudding. It's pleasant enough, but it's bland. Now, I could reel off a list of authors whose work is none of the above. Mahi, G, and Knox are enormously different writers in every sense of the word. Rich language, complex and unpredictable storytelling and characterization. So listen closely, boys and girls. While the kids are quiet, why don't you go back to the store you brought Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows from and come back with the real magic? You won't even have to endure a magic hat blathering crack.